Today we've got a random truck driver. His name is Chuck Biddles. He works for Golden Transit, and he wrote in to Talk CDL, the Facebook page. And I'm just going to kind of read a little bit about what Chuck wrote in, and a lot of what he writes is a concern. And actually, we had been talking about last night a little bit, Tyler, with another driver, so we'll get a little deeper into it. So let me read this. It says, my name is Chuck. I would like a chance to come on your show. I would like to talk about four-wheelers. I believe... They need to know what we can and cannot do with our trucks. We need to make a law that everyone needs to know what the other vehicles on the road can do. I have a Class A CDL for 30 years, done all kind of truck driving from running train, reefer, flatbed, dirt bikes. Last year, I was a driver for Monster Energy show trucks. I see a lot on the road. Drivers are blamed for everything when most of the time it's not even our fault. And I have to agree with that because, Tyler, how many shows have we done with the statistics of, I think it's 75% of every accident involving a tractor trailer it's actually caused by a four-wheeler, Tyler?
Man, tons of them, not to mention just the videos we've done that show that most of the time is the four-wheeler cutting off a trucker.
Yeah, and speaking of videos, I'd like to mention A Trucker's View of Idiots. We're at almost 33 million with that, and we just hit 11 million on part two. So, you know, every one of those videos shows what Chuck is about to talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
Welcome, Chuck.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing today?
All right.
Good, man, good. Just getting these episodes recorded for all the listeners out there. So, we kind of answered a few of the questions I would ask just then, but I'd like to start off with, you know, what got you into trucking?
My dad.
Your dad?
I love those answers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I do. I really love it. That's a true trucking family like we are. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it was my dad. And I remember the movie Convoy.
Smokey awesome. And the Bandit and all that. All
right. How long did your dad truck for?
I've been in pretty much all my life. I've held a CDL for 30 years.
30 years of trucking. And what do you normally drive? Flatbed, reefer?
Right now I'm in reefers.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and I mean, that's pretty much, we answered all the other ones there about
So Golden Transit, Chuck, while we're on reefer and all that stuff, where's Golden Transit out of?
We're out of Bakersfield, California.
Okay, and what do you guys do? You 48 state, you regional, you local. What are you doing for these guys?
No, we're kind of, you would almost be a dedicated run. We run Illinois area, St. Louis, Missouri area.
Okay,
kind of we do for like Costco, to Walmart, their distribution center, Midwest, pretty those three, four states right in that area, then back to California.
Awesome, that sounds like so. What do you normally have in your truck then?
It's produce. I carry a lot of oranges.
Okay.
I got strawberries now, but mainly I'd say 90% of my loads are oranges.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, wait. Oranges
California.
From where? From California to
all parts.
All parts. Why do you just not like us Florida oranges or what? I mean, we're from
actually
Florida.
Tyler, I believe the answer to that question is I think it's seasonal. Like sometimes they're pulling them out of Florida, sometimes it's California. I think it's different seasons. Am I right, Chuck, or not?
It could be. Yeah. That stuff changes so much.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, you know.
So what's your main complaint about the four wheelers, Chuck? Let's just get right into this interview. You know, and look, the complaint you have honestly is a common complaint with all truck drivers. So go ahead and let's hear what you have to say.
Well, it can come down that I can make it real short and simple. Like I said, when I wrote you guys, people don't have no clue what we can and cannot do in these trucks, what these trucks are capable of doing. I get people talking to me all the time. They think because I got 18 wheels, I got all these brakes, I should have no problem stopping. Yeah. They don't think about all the weight or anything like that.
So
they have no idea about these trucks. I believe every person, when you go to get a driver's license for a car, you need to take a test for a truck. You don't have to drive a truck, but you need to know common knowledge of a truck. I mean, that's what it comes down to. That's why everybody tells me, well, I don't know nothing about it.
You know, we actually mentioned something like that last night, I believe, where, you know, I forget what that was on. It was on something we mentioned that basically,
Tyler,
yeah, there should be an awareness for four-wheelers, a test.
Tyler was on Brad. Remember he wrote in about why can't truck drivers just stay in the right lane?
Right,
and why
yeah.
do they pass each other
yeah.
at only going at 1 mile an hour faster? And that was a perfect example, Tyler. We were talking about how the public does not understand trucking. Go ahead.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, so if you had to break down to explain, say you were speaking with a four-wheeler, you know, who might have cut you off and stopped you, like, what would you tell him, like, why you can't stop? Like, what would you actually break down?
Well, I'd try and explain it, like, say his vehicle, he'd say he's in a pickup, 3,500-pound truck, 4,000-pound truck, we'll say. You got four tires and brakes. You figure your stopping distance for that. Now you times mine 7 or 8 times what it is. When you break it down, you figure my stopping distance. Now you figure what's going to happen. There's no way possible that I'm going to stop. What I hear from people, I get hit by a truck, I'm going to sue them. Your family might sue, but there's a pretty good chance, dude, you're not going to survive the impact.
That's the truth.
Right.
It is.
100%.
And
so,
there may be a chance that they're maimed for life, too, and would rather not sue,
yes.
just have their body back.
Yes, I have, and in my 30 years, I have had one truck accident, and I drove over top of a pickup. And when you have to pull doors open and cut doors open to pull an elderly couple out, let me tell you, dude, it sucks
yeah.
to stand there and do that.
Well, there's no doubt. And you know, let me just say this, Chuck, also. We're 100% in agreement with you on this, and I know a lot of our brothers and sisters out there on the road feel the same way as we do. And you know, last night what we talked about, and this I'm going to say it again, the suggestion, this is my suggestion. If you took driver's ed in high school, which is probably about how 90% of the public is taught, okay? If you took driver's ed and you said, here now is the course you must have in understanding other vehicles besides your ton and a half car, okay? If you did that and you showed them the blind spots that we have in a tractor trailer. If you showed them what a steel belted tractor trailer tire can do when it blows, it'll go through your windshield and take your head off. If you showed the stopping distance on a tractor trailer, if you showed what a truck does when it goes up over a vehicle, I believe at that age, I almost want to fault, look, the government, the statewide, whatever law you want to put this on, I believe somebody really should be more responsible at that level in training somebody. Not how about I'm not trying to make fun of like women or anything, because I have daughters, but you know, my 19-year-old daughter, she, you know, two of them, I can only just imagine, you know, of course, because I'm a truck driver, you know, I've taught them this, but I could just see, you know, their minds are not on trucking and all this other stuff, but if you don't have someone teaching them that, they're going down the road on their cell phone, you know, just oblivious to this stuff. And I've seen so many teenagers cut in front of big trucks, and like you said, with the attitude of I'll sue you, or not really having regard for their own life, just out there driving. I don't think a lot of people understand driving is a job. It really is. The job is to get from A to B alive. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. What makes me angry is we get these regulations. We get regulated. You got to drive this time. You got to do this. You got to do that. When, like you said earlier, your statistics showed about 75% four-wheelers at fault. Okay, now where's the problem lie? Apparently, you need to regulate these four-wheelers. You're regulating us, but the problem's with the four-wheelers. So there needs to be something. They need to deal with them, like I said, with give them a test. Like you said in school, I don't remember. I did driver's ed back then. I don't remember nothing about trucks.
No, no, no. And I can tell you right now, I'll bet you, now they say right now, like 90% of every, or 95% of every accident is caused by driver distraction. And I would say that comes from being uneducated. Again, man, I'll say it. If you could take somebody in driver's ed and say, now we're going to show you a gruesome film here and show them what it looks like when a tractor trailer goes up over a car. Okay. I'm going to tell you something. We've got some videos and I've never really posted them. I've got a video right now where there's a woman stuck in a car and she's broken up and you can hear her whining. And actually it puts tears in my eyes when I hear that you could just hear, she sounds like a deer that's caught by a lion and is about to be eaten. It's that screechy, it's horrible just hearing that sound. And she's just a young lady and she's moaning and people are outside the vehicle trying to tell her, hey, just relax, stay calm, help is on its way. And this was involving a tractor trailer. And I'm going to tell you something, if the public could see that at about 16, 17, you know, it might not save every one of us because we're human and we're stupid. A lot of us are stupid. But I can assure you that it would 100% change a lot of people's outlook and attitude on tractor trailers.
You know, come to think of it, the only time I think I've ever had a awareness, you know, kind of training with trucking was when you get your motorcycle endorsement. I actually had it covered then, and they were really strict about showing a few photos of, you know, street bikes. Basically, you know, a part of, you know, the back of the semi and stuff like that. But that's it. You know, you don't see it for four wheelers. And I think that's very important. And honestly, I kind of think that what would do better is rather than add it during truckie, you know, driver's ed, I think that the local fire departments that have to untwist, you know, two semis collided or a four wheeler, you know, collided with a semi. I think that they should go and show all the photos because every single accident in a fire department, you have to take photos of it. So they should bring those photos and they should show it to all the, you know, all the classes and, you know, let the questions be asked. I think that might do a little bit more of an impact than just having your you know, Joe Schmo teacher, you know, try and explain to you how important semis are. You know, let the guys who have to see, you know, those bodies, you know, and everybody, yeah, go out there and do something about it that way. I don't know. That's what once when I was a volunteer firefighter and I had to do that kind of stuff, it's really what stuck with me, I think, the most than anything. So I think it might do well. But what how about if you're going, you know, what have you experienced as far as if you have a nice decline or an incline? And you have the whole, you know, trucks must stay right. What kind of experiences have you had there with four-wheelers not understanding how slow you are and getting mad because you're going so slow going up a 5% grade or whatever the case is?
Oh, yeah. We get that. I've been flipped off, you know. That's what they don't understand. That it all comes back to the education part. They have no clue, and it's never going to change until we start educating. And you can't blame them. I mean, we get angry at the four-wheelers, but it's hard to blame them when you step back and think the person's never been taught.
Right,
you know?
Right. So in the end, if we were to boil it down, you know, because, I mean, there's not so – we can only talk about so much, in, you know, on an episode about, yeah, they just need to be educated. They just need to be educated. You know, at this point for the guys who are no longer they're no longer in school, we can't help that. You know, maybe we can do something, or there could be a foundation or something could be started to say, okay, let's try and get some awareness in the high schools. But for the people that are no longer in high schools, what do you think how can we educate these people? What do you think? Is it like a, you know, is it some sort of going out there and I don't know, holding up a sign? I mean, what would you think would be a step in the right direction to try and get that awareness out there?
Well, the thing to do is visual. Like you guys said a while ago, you can only, a teacher can only say so much. I'm co-founder of Bakersfield's Motorcycle Awareness out of Bakersfield, California, my hometown.
What's it called?
It's called Bakersfield's Motorcycle Awareness.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm against the cell phone stuff. I mean, I've been doing all this because I've had so many friends killed by cars not seeing motorcyclists. So it's been a big deal. So it's got to where I had a big bike thing going. So what I did, I invited victims. I invited a gentleman that had lost his arm. Okay. You know what I mean? Or no, his leg. He lost his leg, got hit by a car. A lady said, I never even seen him. That's who I brought. That's who people need to see. Like you said, with these schools or or whatever, you take these drivers and said, hey, you know, or the fireman, I pulled this body out, show them the pictures. Now let me explain to you, this wasn't the truck's fault. This is what happened.
Yeah, I, you know, I
you know
agree.
What I'm saying? And the thing to do would have to be like having some kind of rallies in town to bring people to that. And instead of just, like you said, talk and show, hey, here's the picture, but you need to understand, this is why the car cut the truck off. The truck's 80,000 pounds. No way to stop. This person's trying to get off on an exit on a cell phone, just lost their life.
Yeah, for sure. So okay, so you're thinking maybe what if say talk CDL, you know, cuz I'm trying to basically see what can we do, cuz you know that's one of our biggest things is how can we as talk CDL get the knowledge out there. So maybe if we ran an ad on Facebook where we targeted, you know, non-truckers and maybe you know, made like a display or an image that showed, you know, this is what happens. And I don't know, I'm just trying to think, you know, what can we do?
Yes.
You know, maybe like an image that shows, you know, an accident, you know, but we got to be careful because Facebook limits that kind of stuff. They don't like nasty stuff on there, you know, but
yes.
I don't know why, but you know, so maybe that's something we can do in order to try and get that awareness out there to four-wheelers, you know, don't, yeah, think before you pass, you know.
And Tyler, also Talk CDL, we've got some good videos coming out,
yeah,
that are actually, and you know, like I said, the Trucker's View of Idiots, which, you know, it may be a harsh title, but you know, if you watch the comments, I think there's almost a million comments made.
So many comments,
right? I mean, we couldn't read them all, but what it did, though, it did make a lot of people aware that weren't, yeah, you know, you've seen a lot of people that don't drive a truck that were saying, wow, I never knew. So, and I know that the video that we have coming out next week, it's gonna make people probably throw up a little bit, but it's going to be really a good demonstration of what does happen when a car and a tractor trailer collide. Hopefully, Facebook won't ban the damn video because it's going to be good.
Yeah, and it kind of makes me thinking of that video, what you showed me this morning. You ever notice that every other country out there that I've seen, and like when I was in the military and we had those awareness meetings and all this kind of stuff, they would always show these videos of accidents, you know, where kind of like two vehicles are coming head on, someone's on their phone. But never, ever is it an American video.
Wait, say that again, Tyler.
It's always a UK or somewhere in Europe that does these horrifying videos, whether it's the motorcycle ones or the car collision ones. Maybe it's something where maybe our government needs, the DOT needs to step in also and run an ad on all the TV channels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, have you
Well, you know why they don't do that, don't you?
Go ahead, tell us.
Yeah, what's up?
They're afraid somebody in this country is going to get offended.
Oh, yeah, we yeah. know all about the offense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's true.
That's our problem here. I mean, that's like you said, dude, hey, I can stand here and tell you all day long what this truck's going to do to that car. Now, let me show you a picture.
Right.
That picture is going to be worth a million stories.
I mean, you know which ones I'm talking about, the motorcycle ones and from the UK
yes.
and stuff? Yeah, they're
yes.
terrible.
Well, actually, in our last video, Trucker's View of Idiots, there was, you know, a couple people that looked like they might have been killed, and clearly it was their fault. Like, for example, the driver that tried to pass the tractor trailer on a single lane road, okay? He got out and got into a head-on collision with another tractor trailer. Well, some lady wrote in, going off of what Chuck said about being offended, she wrote in, shame on you guys.
Yes,
you remember
did.
That? She
I
said,
remember that.
Yeah, she said, shame on you guys for putting this video up here, good chance these people are died. You have no respect. And I said, well, shame on you for not wanting the world to see what happens when you screw up or you look like an idiot around tractor trailers. So that you're right, Chuck. That's the mentality. Oh, let's not put something up that might offend somebody. You know what? If you don't like being offended, don't come on Talk CDL because we offend people.
Yeah, that's
hey, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I mean that's honestly it. I think that it's a combination. DOT needs to do an awareness video. We're gonna do our part here on Talk CDL, share our videos that we've been sharing. That and believe it or not, we have so many four-wheelers actually that message us on our private message on our page and say thank you truckers, thank you. They do it on the visitor post as well, and that's kind of refreshing to see that. Sadly. Very few of them are the younger generation. Most of them are a little bit older generations that have already grown up and matured enough to understand how to react and how to really be on the road. but it is refreshing. Yeah. So we're at about 20 minutes in. Do you have any other specific things you want to address to the four-wheelers out there before I ask you my final question that we like to ask our interviews?
And Chuck, you know, if you got a good message, this is going to play, and this podcast reaches thousands of people. So if you got something really to say that's educational, a good message, go ahead. This is your time, brother. Let it out.
Well, all I could really say is I would like the four-wheelers to understand what we sacrifice to be out here every day. Our family set it home for us to come out here and deliver your products, your clothing, your food, the stores for you to have. The main thing to me is to be safe, but instead of flipping me off, wave at me. You don't know what kind of day I've had. You don't know how many people have already cut me off. I could have killed. I mean, it could go a long way.
All right. Well, Chuck, thank you very much. Tyler,
thanks.
Go ahead.
Let me give you my final question here. All of our interviewees that drive a truck, we ask it, what's your favorite route? What's your favorite interstate? What's your favorite road? If you had the dream route, what would it be?
Never thought of that.
You stumped. He came on to bitch about four-wheelers. He wasn't thinking about a nice place to drive.
Yeah.
Because there's so many nice, beautiful routes. You know what I mean?
This is normally, you know, our last interview, he had it right away, instantly.
Well, Chuck.
But, you know.
Chuck, think about it this way. Where do you really like to drive the most? What region? Where do you like to really go?
You know what, man? My whole life, I've been up and down the 40. And I've been so used to the 40, I'm just stuck with the 40.
Okay.
I don't know why. I like the 80. It's nice, beautiful country. But I don't know, something about the 40, just kind of more flat, straight. I like to just run, and I'm just cool with the 40.
Awesome. Okay, man. Well, hey, it's 40 for you. I think it was I'll let you listen to the episode. I'm not going to give away the other guys. But, man, we really appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully, you know, we got a lot of four-wheelers that do listen, so hopefully they can get something from this. Thank you so much, man, and we hope you're driving safe out there, and we will see you.
Well, hey, Tyler, I got one final thought. You never even asked me.
Does anyone really care what your final thought is?
Chuck does.
Gosh. All right.
I think Chuck does.
Fine, we'll give a pity thought. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna get serious for a second, because this really is serious business, okay? Look, you people out in the public that are not truck drivers, okay, you're hearing shows like this, you're seeing accidents out there in the road, and I know a lot of people, it's like us against them, and it really needs to be, we're all on the same road together, tractor trailers, cars, motorcycles, I'm a biker also, and, you know, what we really need to do is, if we're not understanding things, let's ask a trucker. You know, that's a great idea. You know, truck drivers are actually pretty friendly. Just ask, you know, if you're at a truck stop gassing up at a Pilot, walk over to a trucker if you're not understanding things, because we're getting questions by the public about stuff like this. Also, truck drivers, educate your family, and I know most truck drivers do. Educate your friends. Tell them about what's going on and what, how long it takes a tractor trailer to stop, how dangerous it is to cut a tractor trailer off, how dangerous it is when you get mad to brake check a trucker. Believe me, it's not a pretty sight when a tractor trailer and a car tangles. Educate yourself, and more importantly, especially if you're an adult out there, educate your child. Some people have 14 and 15-year-old kids that are going to be driving in the next couple of years, and unfortunately, some of those kids are going to get killed. It's just statistics, whether it's a tractor trailer accident or a car accident. The best thing you can do, be a little paranoid. I know I am. I made sure all my children knew how to drive around tractor trailers. My advice is, when you're passing a tractor trailer, either pass them and get your butt down the road, okay? Or stay back far enough that if he blows a tire, his tire is not coming through your window, okay? So bottom line is, stay away from the big truck, okay? Not because we're arrogant and bigger and tougher than you, because it's dangerous and stuff happens. Tires blow. You get in a blind spot, you don't know. Somebody could cut that trucker off and you're sitting beside him for 5 miles. Somebody else cuts him off and he swerves and squashes you. And next thing you know, you're moaning in a car trying to get out, or it's on fire and you're trying to get out. There's so many horrible things that can happen. Educate yourself. Educate. And if anybody that's at a legislator level or a state level, whatever the case is listening to this podcast, because we know everybody out there is hearing Talk CDL, do yourself a favor. Try to enact some kind of a law in your state, okay, on whatever level you have to take this to. Enact something that is going to educate your young people in your state. At least we've got to start somewhere. And I say today, you know, whatever you can do to educate the people, because 80,000 pounds is very dangerous, and we've got to share the road. Tyler, take it away, brother.
Awesome. Good points. Don't forget to find
us
on—
I always give good points.
Yeah, don't get too ahead of yourself. Facebook.com/TalkCDL, YouTube.com/TalkCDL Trekking Podcast, and then, of course, TalkCDL.com. You can listen to us on iTunes. If you're on Android, go ahead and just search for a podcast provider, Podbeans One. There's tons of them on Android. Just go to Google Play and search it, and then search for TalkCDL on that, and you'll be good to go.
And don't forget to tell them to support the show, because our T-shirts are the coolest ones out there.
Yeah, get yourself a TalkCDL T-shirt. If you head over to our Facebook page, you'll see the shop on there. You can get yourself a TalkCDL T-shirt. We'd really appreciate that.
Cheap and cool.
Cheap and cool, and it helps spread the word about TalkCDL. So thank you guys so much. Once again, thank you to Chuck for coming on the show. Hopefully we can have you on again sometime in the future. And everyone drive safe out there. We'll see you again.
Yeah.